Yep.
Alrighty then.
There we go.
Video Game Book Club on the internet. This week we're talking about, this is our kind of our second week, but our third week playing Disco Elysium. A little summary of the game, a little information for you. It was released back in October of 2019, developed by ZA/UM, however you pronounce that. Available on PS4, Switch in March, so sometime this month, the PS5 and possibly the new Xbox as well. Xbox One, Mac, and PC is also something it's available on now. You don't have to wait until sometime this month. Anyways, a little summary of the game. Disco Elysium is a groundbreaking role-playing game. You're a detective with a unique skill system at your disposal, and a whole city block to carve your path across. Interrogate unforgettable characters, crack murders, or take bribes. Become a hero, or an absolute disaster of a human being. So there you go. For each of these discussions, if you've listened to us before, you'll know this well, that we have intros, and we also have an intro question, so you can kind of get a feel for who you're listening. For likes, dislikes, what we dream about sometimes, you know, all kinds of information. You'd probably get a good profile of us if you listen to just the intro questions over the past several years. You would probably be able to like figure out where we're located. I don't know. I mean, it seems like we're giving you a lot of information. Anyways, so this week, this week, this week's intro question, apologies for the laughing, I'm sorry, but this week's intro question is kind of like the last one that we had for our first week of talking about Disco Elysium, but it's a little more specific, I guess. A little different. If you wake up with no memory of the last few years, what's the first book you read or look at? Or which book do you think you'd be drawn to look at first? Starting at the top.
This is Franco?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to...
I guess it could be like a magazine or something, too.
You know, I was going to say, back in my day...
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. They used to come out with encyclopedias and such, and even magazines would have the year in review.
Oh, yes, I remember. Well, no, I remember those, too. They had them in the 80s, I think, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, up until the around probably maybe even early 90s, but I know at least they weren't there around in the 80s.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Now, of course, would be you log into YouTube and find a year in review.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
If you can remember your login.
True. That hadn't changed. I think we talked about that last week, too. Awesome. Thank you. Next.
Okay. So again, it's no memory of the last few years.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay. So I'm just going to take it to like, I wake up with no memory and I'm in my room.
Okay.
What's the first book that I look at that I'm going to go, huh, that I would not have had a few years ago? I'm literally just looking around my room right now. You know, honestly, it would probably be the, 20 D&D books I have, because I knew nothing about Dungeons and Dragons a few years ago.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So like, I'd be like,
what are these? Yeah.
Player's Handbook.
Yeah.
Guide to Wildmount. Humblewood. What is all this? What? It's like, because I have 20 books. I'd also probably be concerned that right next to it, I have this weird gnome book called Gnomeland USA. Probably get a look too.
You never cease to amaze me, Jonathan.
That's just concerning in general.
It was a gift. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make it less concerning. I know.
Sure, Jan.
Awesome. Thank you. Next.
This is Madeline. Probably the closest book to hand whenever I would wake up would be my textbook that I'm currently reading for wound ostomy incontinence certification. So this is called Ostomy and Continent Diversions Core Content from Emory University. So get excited about urinary and gastrointestinal diversions, because that's what I would be reading about.
It does sound titillating.
There are no pictures in this book too, like of all the books to not have pictures in. It's very frustrating.
yeah for sure. I could see that. All right, thank you. Next. Kevin.
Hi, this is Kevin. I'd probably look for a newspaper and then realize we don't subscribe to a newspaper anymore.
Yeah.
And then probably end up finding all the face masks in our house and be like, what the heck are these for?
What is happening? Right. For sure. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Next.
Even though I didn't really play the game this week, this is Chris. If I were to wake up in my room and there is a bookcase, like, as soon as I wake up, and if I were to get up, is like within direct eyesight. I have basically the only books on that bookshelf right now are old Ted Decker books and Harry Potter. I know it's an interesting mix between the two.
Exact same bookshelf.
It would either be that or the really old back issues of Star Wars Insider that I have on there as well.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. I can see it. Cool. Yeah. Hey, this is Steph. I honestly think that if I realize that, like, because in my house we do still get the paper, the local paper. So I'd probably go and see if we have the paper, go and find the paper, and look at the newspaper. That'd probably be my first instinct. Otherwise, if I'm just going by the books in my room and I haven't remembered the past few years, it might be a Jonathan situation. I might be looking at my D&D books because, yeah, I wouldn't have known. I mean, I knew of D&D, but I hadn't, you know, I'd been like, oh, interesting. I don't remember picking these up anywhere. Yeah. Or finally, well, I don't journal. So I guess the only journals that I would find would be like my character journals for my D&D games, which would really confuse me. Because then I would think that I did a lot of stuff that I didn't do in real life. That would be interesting. Actually, I'm just gonna say that. I'd pick up the journals for my characters and just be as confused as anything about what my life was about. Like, what?
See, if I pick up my D&D journals now, I'm like that. Even with my memory of the characters, I'm like, what did I write?
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you all. So we'll get into talking about the game. If you've missed our first week of this chat, which was a couple of weeks ago, you can catch it over on thegamechat.net, where we have all of our recordings. I know the first week I told y'all to stop at 4 hours in, and some people went to like 6 or the end of the day, which is around 6 hours. And so we should have played like 4 hours at least for the past 2 weeks, you know, like each week. So you should be like, I guess, what, 12 or more hours in. So how is everyone doing? Like, I mean, you know, again, for those listening, sometimes we have these chats and we go through like what's happening in the game. This one's very difficult to do so because you can kind of do things in certain, you know, in different orders. You can not do, you know, you can do other tasks instead of like your main task and just waste a full day doing just random stuff. Or you could be on task and actually be doing your job. So, yeah. So yeah, good questions, Madeline. So how do you guys think, like, how good of a detective have you been on a scale of 1 to 0 to 10? How, like, I guess, you know, how well have you been doing your job? Or you could look at it that way. Well, yeah, because the next question is, it kind of goes along with the other things. So, yes. How well have you been doing your detective work? How well have you been doing at your job?
I'd say about, for me, considering the limitations you're presented with in the game, about a 7, 7.5.
I guess. All right.
And dirty a cop? I'm trying not to be a dirty cop. I'm trying not to, it's a conflict between, you know, the game gives you several quests that tend to muddy up stuff, like early on you get have a drink of alcohol, and or like later on in I think day two you get a quest to take some speed.
Yes.
So it's like, I'm leaving them.
Sometimes. I didn't drink the alcohol, so I didn't.
I haven't done that yet either. No, it's still on my list.
I didn't get the speed quest, though, I don't think.
I think I might have. But I think I did. I usually got those after I triggered something because of, like asked somebody about speed or something. And then, the electrochemistry is just like, hey, that sounds pretty good. Let's put that at the quest chart.
Yeah. I still have the alcohol in there, but I didn't get one for the speed.
But I haven't been able to find any yet, which sucks because I saw some in Kuno's hideout, and I went in there the next day to get it once I got the quest, and it's no longer a clickable item anymore. Yeah. Dang it!
What day are you on, Madeline?
I'm on day two.
I think you might, depending on where you go on day three or past that, well, eventually you'll probably have to go, but you'll eventually find someone who sells you some.
Excellent.
Or you can if you want to.
I managed to, like, I forget where, but I found like a full bottle of like wine.
Me too. I haven't drank it
yet.
Yeah, I gave mine away. I gave mine away on day three.
Okay. I haven't found the wine yet.
But as far as the question, I feel like, you know, if you'd asked me this question last week, I would have like given you a lower number. But after I just finished with day two, I'm a pretty damn good detective, I think. I'm proud of myself. I only, you know, reloaded saves a few times.
Sure we all have.
Yep.
There is a bunch of times during this like stretch of game where like I saved right before like a tough check. And then I still got it on the first try. It happened like a couple times, and I was like, oh, I didn't even have to save it. But then there was a couple that was like,
yeah, you said that last time, and me and Frank were talking about how last week, because we were chatting instead of just off, like without recording, and we were like, that's bullshit. Not that we don't believe you, but
wasn't here.
It seems like I know me and Frank were talking about it. It seems like I'm just saying that it
happened
seems like
once the first time.
Okay. And I'm not saying I don't believe you. I'm saying that it's wild.
Oh no, I still fail crap load of stuff.
Okay, like, yes.
It's just on certain things I've gotten very lucky. Normally the ones I've gotten lucky are generally the ones that are at 28%. I've noticed. I've gotten lucky on those. So usually I gamble. If it's 28%, that's when I'm gambling. Although there's a bunch of times.
I'll see. For me, it gets like that 40%. That I consider that gambling.
Yeah, even 50. No. Even 50, I'm queasy about.
Yeah,
a 40 or 50, I like. Oh, depending on like where I am, I'll go for it. But as far as the Dirty Cop thing, I've done a couple. Done a few Dirty Cop things, but it's like the way my character plays it off, it's more it seems more like my dopey cop kind of
sure
coming through.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't think he's that dirty. I think he's just dopey. You know, really good with the detective work, not so good on the common sense.
Sure.
Yeah, I had one point where somebody said something and my brain, the encyclopedia thing, was like, this is this. And I said it and the person was like, how did you know? And he was like, I don't know. My brain just told me that it was that.
Yeah.
Really?
That's what I love with like the encyclopedia and logic things and all these, because it's like there'll be all these like things that pop up, and even like when you succeed at a check, it's like you still kind of have to, it's like you can't just shut off your brain and be like, I was successful at the check. It's like you still got to say the right things or you're going to screw the whole thing up.
Yeah. Yep.
I love that.
Yeah.
So what I'm at 9:30 in the morning on day 3.
I'm at about almost 3:00 in the afternoon on day 3.
Oh, okay.
I just woke up on day 3, and that's when I stopped for today.
Oh, okay.
There was a few things where I was just like, wait, what's happening? And I thought I had gotten the game over.
Mm-hmm.
So I like went back to a previous save.
Yeah.
And then realized, wait, was the game psyching me out? Was that not a game over?
Well, let me, can I, it's a possibility, a spoiler possibility if I ask.
I mean, I opened up the secret compartment in
the notebook. That's it.
Yes.
I did the same thing.
It's not a real game over. It's not a game over.
Yeah, I realized that the second time because I got it over and I reloaded an old save. Or no, I got there and I thought the game had reset, and so I just would have backed out of it. And then later on I was like, is that really? It's like I went back, and then I started like clicking through, and I was just like, it's not. So I went back and like watched the whole thing.
Yeah, I did that, and I reloaded mainly because, like you, I thought it was game over, and I was just clicking through it to get to the load screen, and then I realized, oh wait a minute, I'm not dead. It's just a life shocking event.
Yeah,
but half my answers were crap, and I'm like, I'll do this again later. It's just, I wasn't even paying attention to my answers. I was just clicking to get through.
Got you. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the last thing I did before stopping for tonight. Because by the time I was done with all that, it was 23:59, 11:59 on day two, and I was like, oh crap, I gotta go to bed. You know? I did get my first official, like, legit game over screen.
Oh, cool. What did you do?
Yeah, so it was towards the end of all the detective work, and I was talking to union guys, the Hardy Boys.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And like, I had them on ropes. Like, they were about to, like, you know, I had gone through everything. I had already like talked to what's her name? Clarice? Clarice?
Right.
No.
Gotcha.
That girl.
Clarice.
Clarice, whatever her name is. Yeah. The girl. The silver girl. Disco girl.
Yeah.
Disco girl.
Disco Clarice. And so anyways, like I already talked to her and stuff and like got the answers from her and everything. And so like they were on the ropes, and that was one of the checks that I reloaded, because it was like 17% was like, I'm gonna gamble, and it only took me two resets, so I got lucky. but as I pushed it, and like my logic was like Titus isn't gonna budge, but someone else is. And so then Angus. Angus, the fat guy. And I got him to crack, and then the old guy, he starts going for the gun. Like, he has a gun, and it's like, you could have two options. You can address Angus more and like break Angus, or you can, or you could like accuse Theo. That's his name. And you could be like, Theo, what are you going to do? Shoot me or something? And it was, I decided to go after Theo, and then that I don't remember exactly what happened, but all of a sudden the screen went black.
Yeah.
It said, like, the text read that Theo, someone pulled sharply. Kim pulled out his gun, and then Titus did something near you. And then I got the ending screen that's the ending was called More Dead Cops. The newspaper headline was More Dead Cops. And it said, sad news, the district of Martinez has the bodies of two police officers
in the canal.
It is believed the officers were pursuing a murder investigation, but got caught in the dock workers' strike and were gunned down under unclear circumstances. Needless loss of life is truly tragic. A local union leader, Everett Clare, added, while the event is truly horrid, we can expect similar incidents to follow if right-wing vigilantes are allowed to run around uncontrolled and try to stay into well-organized neighborhoods.
What spin? Wow. Oh, the spinmeister. Oh, my Lord.
Spin doctor over here. Oh my God!
And then I rebooted that, and I pushed on Angus, and then everyone came clean, and now I'm buddy buddy with the Hardy Boys. Well, I mean,
well, yeah, they're at it.
Quite buddy buddy, but Titus shook my hand. So
because you find out what's going on. Well, what really happened? Yeah,
yeah.
But so I guess everybody has met both the union leader and the Wild Pines leader. Joyce anybody taken money from either of them?
I took money from both of them.
Oh wow! You're rich.
Yeah. I've been doing, and then I'll take money from both of them, and then I'll go back and forth and tell the one what information I got from the other.
Talk
to them. Yeah, it's
double agent. Great.
I feel like an absolute piece of shit.
Wow. Yeah. I did take money from the union leader, like, because he gave me money. Like, he's the one that offered you the money, like, as, like, you know, to pay, like,
$25. And then $5.
So, I haven't. I didn't go back to him.
He was just holding out $5. Like, there was just $5 in his hands. Nothing was happening.
Because I didn't.
There's just $5 in his hands.
I didn't.
And there wasn't.
I didn't actually go to him until the second day.
Same.
And so I haven't gone back to him on the third day yet. I kind of got sidetracked somewhere else. But I keep hitting my microphone. But yeah, I took the money from the union leader because I was kind of, it was almost like evening time, I think, on the second day. And I was like, yeah. I don't know. I didn't quite have enough to pay for my room yet. And I give me money, give it. So.
Yeah, I actually fascinating. The knickknack guy at the bottom of the map.
Yes, correct.
I here's the funny thing. You probably get more money from either the union leader or Joyce. But it was like, I felt like, I don't know. I don't want to side with either of them. So let me just ask the knickknack guy for money. And he'll give you 10 bucks.
I did that the first day.
I tried, but I failed. Same thing with Joyce. I failed asking her for money. So.
I didn't ask Joyce for money.
She gave me like $100-something enough to pay off my debt the first day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Kim paid off my debt the first day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why Kim had to do with me too.
Yeah, all of us. Yeah. He, you got to sell his spinners.
Yeah. And Joyce, I was about. I met Joyce the first day, towards the end of the day, it was one of the last things I did before we first discussed. But I was about to ask her for money, and then a check came up. I think it was Logic or one of those, because I went Thinker, so all those top ones were a lot, and it was basically. It was just she look at her. It was the thoughts were look at her.
Yeah, that's
she's
my mind.
She's very rich. She's she's very rich. Maybe don't ask her for money because you're a hobo cop. It was
mine was look at her. Now look at you.
Yeah, exactly. It's just okay, fair.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I did read my book about cockatoos.
Yes, I did. Yes,
and, very good. Oh, you did too. Which cockatoo did you pick for yourself?
Great question. After much deliberation, I went with the one that begins with an M, a marquee cockatoo.
Oh, I went with the funeral cockatoo.
Oh, man, I was so tempted to take the funeral.
Where is there a cockatoo?
Okay, so outside, it's inside the bookshop, but outside, I don't know if it's available until you talk to the woman who's standing outside starting the second day. There's a woman standing outside the bookshop looking at the book cart. Oh, well, you just have to keep,
got to keep at it.
Because, she's not talking to you, and you can be like, hey, I'm a cop. And she was like, yeah, I know. And your head's like, of course she knows. You have maybe it's even Kim that was like, of course she knows you're a cop. You have the triangles on your jacket.
Yeah. And you ask her are you missing your cockatoo?
Are you missing? Yes, exactly.
And I guess I didn't continue on because I didn't lock the book. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Kept going.
She says something. And then your intellect or whatever is like, you should really look into this. Like, this is something that you need to look into. And so I went inside. So then you can go inside and you can look for the cockatoo book on the balcony level on the second floor. And
granted, be forewarned. Yeah, it's cost you $3, I think.
Yeah, three. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. And then I went back to the woman and was like, "Hey, I found out what cockatoo I'm at, I am." And I was like, "You want to take a guess which one?" And she was like, I don't remember what she said. And I corrected her. And she was like, great for you. And then she went back to
my
go ahead.
My brain keeps wanting me to hug her. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
No. No, probably, this is not is a very taser. Loud.
Probably yeah.
Taser. Yeah. So I'm yeah. like, we're just not going to talk to her if you keep tossing this suggestion out there. Like,
right. No problem. Yeah.
So I know, I'm pretty sure Steph last week told me she figured out how to get into the back room of the bookstore, right?
Oh, I did.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And what a glorious world it opens up.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, no. The entity, that whole side quest?
Yes.
Last week, yeah. I think I told you I was trying to figure out, but I figured it out in the past, like since then, and got in there.
Oh, we won't spoil it for the rest, but it's well worth the adventure.
No, I did. I did that the first, because I talked about that. The first discussion, because I told you guys about the bear fridge,
yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
And how it's like, I wish I still had the body, but I had already.
Oh, you already turned body. It in.
Oh, yeah, we already oh. stuffed the body what? Into is, and I was like, oh crap! I found a working fridge.
I put the body like, into the bear fridge.
Yep, he's in the bear fridge.
Because I gave you guys that advice. Yeah. Well, I mean.
No, it wasn't because you gave me the advice.
I know, but I'm just saying I that's why I brought it up last time because I realized
I sent the body off with Kim.
Oh, see, I wouldn't see I put the body in the bear fridge to do some more investigating, which I did and found something very helpful inside the head. Yes.
Which was the
Yes. Yeah,
my perception is not.
Yes, not I built good it up. Yet. I built it up, and so I found that, and then also, I went to sleep after I psyched out Kim and was like, "Good night." Went to my room, went back outside, and took off the effing boots, and now I'm wearing them.
And Kim doesn't notice?
Kim doesn't say anything. I mean, I'm sure that Kim notices in his majestic Kim wisdom.
Yes.
But he doesn't say anything. But I have the boots, and now my character is definitely wanting to find all of the armor. Like, it's a quest. It's also a thought, like a thought thing, like a
right.
in my thought cabinet. So I'm currently learning it. I'm at 42%.
It's the only thing that those thought cabinets take so frigging long.
It's all in the game, Frank. Yeah, it's all in the game.
I mean I have some that only take like
there's a couple that only take like an hour, yeah, but some are 7 hours. But
it's like they're for me it's more like now I'm like I only get a few of these spaces
exactly,
you know? Like
you can prioritize. You can use a level up skill.
I don't want to waste a skill point to
remove. Yeah, I know. Okay, I understand. Okay.
I didn't get the boots off because you know on day two it's like you wake up and Kim got up early and dumped the body. You know? If you don't, it's like. Like I turned in the body and like part of me was hoping, oh, maybe I can look back at it again. But then you wake up on day two and Kim's like already awake and he's just like, I went ahead and I didn't want it sticking up my car. And so I went.
Is that because you didn't refrigerate it?
I mean, I guess so.
Okay. Because Kim to me was just like, you know, and the game even made me like, was like, you know, now whenever you tell Kim to go and take the body, like he'll be gone for the rest of the day, so he won't be back until the next morning. So plan when you tell Kim to get the body out of the fridge. So I'm actually going to tell him at the end of day three to be like, okay, go and take the body, and I'll see you in the morning.
And you'll have
that makes sense because I've been seeing all these options of like for certain things where it's like. Like, don't do this when Kim's around. I'm like, Kim's always around.
Kim's always around me.
Yeah, it's the thing. You can go into your room to go to sleep, but once Kim goes to do leave. It, you can go back out and run around.
Yeah.
I haven't done that. I haven't been adventurous enough.
Granted, it's nighttime and a lot of the stuff is closed, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think to. So, I guess We want to talk about the elephant in the room or the shall I say, the chalkboard in the room?
Chalkboard.
Ah!
Oh, are you talking about the game? The
yes, the company.
Fascist elves.
I love this so much.
It's unbelievable, yeah.
I love it so much. I mean, you found it, right, Jonathan, in the basement?
In the
actually second floor of the
Yeah, the computer thing.
The radio. The radio RPG game, pretty much. I love it so much.
Yes,
I
it's love us. It.
Like, yeah.
Did we do it? I thought we talked about this last time.
No, we didn't. No, because me and Frank hadn't found it yet. So you would have been talking to yourself. I mean, it's possible, but
we didn't know what you're talking about, so we just let you talk if it happened.
Right. Yeah.
So so fun.
Did anybody order some dice?
I did not. What do you mean? What?
I didn't have the money.
Did you not find the dice maker?
No, I didn't find the dice maker. Was it in that room?
Okay, so go.
It's the entity.
Go back to the furnace and yell in the furnace. Which, when I saw that, I was like, "Drunk cop, what are you doing? We're not going to yell in the furnace."
And then he literally yells in the furnace.
The first time I yelled, because I found I did all this early on day one, because I was very interested in this whole storyline. So when I found the bear fridge, I yelled into the furnace, and then I failed the check. And so he couldn't yell into it again. So because I think I kicked it first, and that lowered the check.
Actually, kicking it helps you with the check, because I know when I kicked it, I lost one health.
I hurt myself, and
then when I looked at the check, it said plus one for kicking the furnace.
I failed it the first time, and so that was honestly my starting goal with day two was I'm gonna find out what's in that chimney, what's in that furnace.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me half the day before I could get a skill point throw into the thing. Mm-hmm. So I could reach it, and then that's what I got it, and I love her so much. She is my favorite character.
Yeah, what happens, Steph, is you yell up the furnace, there's mm-hmm. a voice, and she opens up a door somewhere else where you just were.
On the second floor.
It's on the second floor. And it leads upstairs, and you find this how would you describe her?
She looks very boho.
Yeah, and she makes dice.
I took a screenshot real quick. Let me.
Yeah, she makes dice.
I mean, does she have anything? Does she have anything to do with the whole radio RPG?
She's familiar with it. She's been
listens to people playing them.
When they were there.
And you can ask her to make you a die from. That you could use to play the game. I did not.
I didn't have the money.
I asked her to make me a curse dice, but I haven't.
I didn't even know that was an option.
Yeah.
I haven't picked it up yet, and I don't know if I'll have enough money, so we'll see.
I forget why. I think it was because I had already took money from the union guy. So I was like, I'll buy some dice. And then I forget, I think I wanted the cursed dice too, but then she was like, you know what? I'll give you free dice or something. No, I asked her, it's like, what kind of dice do you think I should have?
Right.
And then she was like, oh, well, I have, get that picture just saved too. Sorry. I'm trying to share it. But yeah, she gave me a free red and blue D20.
Nice.
And it was all there was a whole sequence because she throws them at you, and The dialogue, the text, it was like the greatest thing. I'll post it when I get the picture again. It's like you throw it. It's like you have an option. She gives you a wink. That there's a couple options, and like I try to wink back.
Mm-hmm.
I can't look at the wrong thing. Yeah, I wink at the dice maker. It says logic says a beautiful woman tossing you a gift. Whatever you do, don't overthink it. And then like all the options are like overthink it. My hand eye coordination was high, and so I successfully caught it, and it says, "Mr. Smooth Moves, you snatch the dice out of the air with one hand, just like you're in a movie." And then you wink at the dice maker, and then it's like, and then she's like, "Oh, what are the odds?" The dice maker winks back at you. The red one is made of bloodstone with lapis lazuli inlay, and the blue one is the inverse. I believe those dice are your lucky charm, officer. She winked back, and then hand eye coordinated. She winked back at you. Can you believe it? You truly are Mr. Smooth Moves. And so, I'm like, yes, she is the best character in this game.
Yeah, she's
second only to wheelchair cripple.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like her too. But she basically serves as a huge lore dump for the building. She'll tell you about all the companies.
Oh, okay, cool. I'll have to see if I can still get to her.
Which the book lady won't believe you. would you tell her to try to finish that quest of like solving the curse of the bookshop?
I haven't gone because it was at night when I finally got to the dice lady and the shop was closed, so I haven't done that yet. Yeah.
So it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon when I placed my dice order, and she's like, "Come back in 8 hours," and I'm like, "You want me to do that?" I don't think you want me to do that. So I'm gonna go see her in the morning and see if she's mad at me.
Here it is.
Hopefully not. Oh, surely not. Let's see.
You guys, other than doing the whole Ernest quest, Union guy quest, the main thing I took a lot of time of the day doing was I talked to the guy on the balcony who was smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
That I was like, how to get into the building. Then I finally got into the building because I found, I used tab and I was like, oh, there's a rock key.
Yeah.
What buildings is it? Hold on.
The apartments?
Oh, yeah.
Apartments.
I forget how I got in there. I think I used the crowbar.
I threatened the lady.
Oh.
I think I did too.
Nice yeah. The cleaning lady. Oh. Yeah, you tell her you're a cop, and you know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she didn't believe me. I went around, showed her
his badge.
Yeah, I went around back where you talked to the guy on the balcony, and I forget like what the secrets is a bit, but then I hit the tab like right click. And after you talk to him, you get the quest to get in.
Yeah.
A rock will be clickable. And
oh, interesting.
Maybe my perception was high or something.
Yeah.
But anyways, there's a key to the back door under the
Seriously.
Rock.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Jonathan, yeah. I just looked at that picture. Your morale is one?
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what happens when you go for... the really smart cop, you get peanuts for volition.
Yeah,
horrendous.
But it's one of those things. It's like when you get hurt for morale, it's like a slow like you have to be quick to catch it out of the corner of your eye going down. And I mean, as you can see, I'm stocked up on the magnesium whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your morale is only that's wild. Yeah, I think mine. Let's see here. Wait a minute. I have mine open right now. So,
Yeah,
four, three and four. Three health and four morale.
Yeah, I got five morale and three health.
Man, I didn't even realize I play it on hard mode.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is why I died so much.
Two and one.
I kept thinking about all of the depressing things around me. And
yes, and that saps your morale.
You don't have the emotional energy for that.
Yeah, you can't.
There's a number of times that I got hurt, not morale, but the that endurance health.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And each time, like two times, like it came very close and it happened very fast and I almost died. And one of them was talking with Everett, the union guy, because I sat in the stupid chair.
Oh, yeah, I sat in the chair. The pain is excruciating.
Yeah,
that's yes. Yes.
And we've all been there.
It was a painful chair. It was a painful chair.
And then the other time was when you're talking to the Hardy Boys about Disco Clarice. Mm-hmm. Like, you find out that it's her. And, like, I had... When you, because you're, that's the first person you talk to when you wake up at the beginning of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if everyone's like that, like his character was like that, but my guy, he had a panic attack. And like I failed a check or something, and he was mumbling and saying weird things. And it was bad.
Yeah, when that initially happened, I think I lost like drop two morale. And it's like, oh,
yeah.
Gotta stop the bleeding here.
Yeah, morale was like dropping, and then I got like health, and I took a screenshot because it's like when you find out it's her, the first thing give you the selection of choices, and then I had his logic or something said, it said, whatever you do, do not pick the first option. And the first option is, I didn't rape her.
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I saw that too. I got that too.
There's
a lot of those moments. Yeah.
I love the meta-ness of it where the game's just like, do not pick option one.
Yeah. That's got to be tied to your stats because it's like if you get a, like a medium success, it tells you don't do number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. With the opening the door for the union boss, I went there with Kim and I asked Kim, what do you think? And he said, Kim's like, well, we don't really have to open the door. We could just tell him we did. And that's what I did. I went back and I said, yeah, I opened the door.
Open the door for the union boss? What do you mean?
Part of the deal to get your gun back?
I've done so many things for the union
boss. I didn't do it.
Okay, so you didn't even agree
Goody
to do it.
Shoes.
No, I didn't agree to it because
well, good for you.
It seemed a little off, and I didn't even ask him, and I was just like, I don't think him would like this. So I was like, nope, I'm trying to be better.
I was thinking the same thing, but somewhere along that conversation, Kim like says in an aside, and it's real quick, so you know it's easy to miss that he's like, you know, this is really important. Maybe we should, you know, think about this kind of deal.
Find another way. It'll be fine.
Yeah. That's certainly true in this game.
When I went, so I unlocked the door and I went into the dude's apartment.
Okay.
And he has, if you have gotten into one of the trash containers in the courtyard where the body is,
there's
a yellow mug in there. The rest of the yellow mugs and complete your racist coffee mug set are all up on the line on a shelf in there.
Yeah.
So it's an achievement, like?
Well,
it's not an achievement, like, but it does fill that, like,
So this person has put trash in the place where, you know, there's evidence from the crime scene in the trash bin as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Was this person a witness? Do they have other information?
Gotcha. Okay.
And then I keep showing the mug around to people who think I'm variously racist because of the mug.
Oh, yeah. I think I showed the mug to the guy the lorry driver that's really a racist that he was like, he was thrilled to see it, I think.
Yeah, he thought it was
hilarious. I think I only showed it to Kim, and Kim just...
like.
I must have picked it up.
Probably. I was looking through my screenshots, and I just remembered another thing that I didn't expect to almost kill me, but almost did. But I think it was... It was a morale thing. I think it was the foreclosed apartment. I found that book about like the Grodd Depression or something. It's called like 60 Days of Coldest April. And I was like,
oh God, why did you pick that up?
Well, because it's like, it was the first book I found. Like, cause I hadn't bought a book. And so I was just like, oh, I'll read this book. And it was like,
You start reading it,
and it's like if you read through, like if you continue reading, it's like it starts hurting you,
Jonathan.
Yes. you don't have the mana to do this to yourself.
But I had enough medicine that I survived it, and it's like it was one of those things that like by the end of it, I was like, oh, I didn't get. I think I might have got a thought from it or some experience. It wasn't completely pointless, but I did get some like good because I get a screenshot because you flip through the book, the pages are thinner than you realized, and the type is quite small and tightly set. It's nearly 600 pages long, but oh no. Sorry, I'm having trouble. My laptop's taking screenshots. But, like, there's a point where, like, my conceptualization was like, real art is dense and difficult. If it didn't feel like you had to wrestle a suicidal bear to get through it, you weren't really reading.
Right. Yeah.
And I was like, I thought, it was like, that's a good quote.
Really?
Yeah.
Really weird question. On this map, there is an old woman sitting on a stoop to the far right. Has anybody gotten her to say anything to them?
I don't get her to say anything by the third day. You might not be able to.
Maybe. Okay.
I found the old lady a screenshot over for some reason.
She's like over behind the rail cars or something.
Yeah.
She talked to me a bit, but not really, didn't reveal anything.
Okay. I was wondering.
Kim told me not to bother her.
Oh.
Because I was asking her about if she was the woman maybe the woman that the Hardy Boys were talking about at first.
Oh, okay.
And I was asking her about that, and she was like, no, I'm not her. That's not me. And, yeah. And then, like, I went, because, like, the beginning of the third day, I was going around, like, trying to do some white checks to accomplish them.
Right.
And went down around to where I found her, and I think that she wasn't there, so. On the third day.
Everybody building up their clothing collection.
Some, yeah. Yeah. Where I can.
Everybody met the Sunday man?
The Sunday friend?
The
Sunday friend, yeah.
Yeah, everyone needs a Sunday friend. That's the smokers. That's the smokers that you probably haven't gotten there yet, Jonathan.
I
hope he's getting paid well.
Yes.
did you guys talk to Cindy, the artist?
No.
Yes.
Where's she at?
She's on the other balcony. You could talk.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. I didn't remember. Her name.
Yeah. If you talk to Joyce, if you talk to Joyce, she'll like yell at you.
Yeah.
You know, while you're talking to Joyce.
Yeah.
And, it's weird because it's like she doesn't like you. She says mean things like Kuno.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like
Kuno.
She's not going to give you any information.
I haven't talked to Kuno yet since I put the body in the freezer. I want to see what he says. He's probably all disappointed.
Oh, I haven't talked to either of them. Although I do have a quest. I do have a quest to buy the pants from him at some point.
Oh.
Got him.
His pants? You're buying Kuno's pants?
He has a pair of like found pants.
Okay.
So you can buy them from him. Yeah. And, you know, of course he's like, you're my copper now.
Yeah. He always twists it. Always.
Okay. All right. Yeah, sure, kid. I found my badge.
Don't spoil it. No, it's not a requirement
by day three, but I think that you'll eventually find it. You'll eventually find it. I found my badge and Yep.
Okay.
Something else that I was like, well, shit.
Well, I find it curious that
with the badge.
Something with the badge, yes. Or actually it was where I found the badge that I was like, oh yeah, okay. Yep.
You have to do anything beforehand, or is it something that if you looked at the right place, you could find at the very beginning?
It'll be open to you starting day three.
Interesting.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't left the hotel.
I haven't done anything at day three yet.
Yeah.
I just went down and talked to the Hardy Boys and the two other police officers who showed up for the precinct in the lobby.
Yeah, what jerk faces. Oh, I swear.
God. Well, a guy with sunglasses, yeah.
I mean, I get it. I mean, I can only imagine after hearing probably stories about him because they're from your precinct, hearing stories and then like hearing about the whole like, you know, that he lost his gun and his badge and he's like a drunk nothing. Like I can imagine some attitude, but the guy with the sunglasses, especially, like I want to punch him.
Total jerk.
My God.
Oh, they're gonna eat me alive because I told.
I did too.
Yeah, they were already making fun of me.
Yeah, I did too. So yeah, they give you a harsh wake up.
It's a while back, but I love that whole mental conversation you have when you first time you talk to the precinct. It's like, don't tell me you lost your gun. Yeah. I lost my gun.
Lost my gun.
Yeah. Well, there you did it. You did it. Told you not to, and you still did it. My necktie's still talking to me. Although I did find a very nice bow tie but I'm going to keep that to the side. But the necktie mostly like tries to get me to take drugs and get drunk. Like that's the necktie wants to have a good time, like a really good time. And so mostly it's me ignoring what the necktie is telling me, but it's still like,
I love it.
It's still, you know, you need to party. I started collecting bottles.
I've been doing that since the beginning. That's how I've been making money.
I started collecting bottles, but well, I mean, I haven't found that many.
They don't regen or anything. Like, once you clean out the area, it's done.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Something I feel like an idiot that I didn't notice was because I still had the bag in my hand at the end of day two when I went to my room. I was just like, oh yeah, there's like. 15 bottles in here.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, there's 15 bottles in your room.
Oh, okay.
And then also, there are tons of bottles in Disco Clarice's room, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think I got most of those.
Where was there a ton? Oh, in the apartment complex. I think there were a ton of bottles, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I have to clean out my room. Okay.
Also, something I feel like you guys probably knew this, but I'm an idiot. But it wasn't until like halfway through day two that I accidentally like have the pry bar in my hand.
Oh yeah,
realized all the things I could. Well, not just doors, just
The box on the in
boxes. There's everything. I got some fancy gloves.
The freaking I am on day three, and I just now realized that I can use the wire cutters to open up the locked boxes. No, the locked boxes around. I had just tried to use them on something else, and I found another locked box. This is like the third, at least, locked box that I found in the game. like a little like toolbox or something. Like it's
And that's what I used the pry bar on.
I was like, wait a minute. And so like I used the box. I keep forgetting that I have that stuff in my inventory, that like tools. Like I keep forgetting about them.
Yeah.
Only time I use the flashlight is when I'm down in that basement.
Yeah. Whatchamacallit?
I'm always afraid to keep things in my hands because I'm afraid they're gonna like. It hasn't happened yet, but I'm afraid a character's gonna like. Why are you in my room with a pry bar? You know, it's like which none of the characters have. But
The gun that down in the basement, I really wanted to be able to carry so I could go threaten Titus and his gang with it. And it's not a tool. It's an item. So you can't carry it around.
Yeah, because I was checked on. Oh, that's what I wanted to ask. I know I was okay with the bot. I know it's not bocce ball, whatever you call it. That game, there's two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Did somebody screw up so bad they lost the guy's ball?
I mean, I did. I threw it
in the ocean. Yeah.
In a previous.
You can. Yeah. The shot. Did you pick up the shot put in the gym?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can give that to the
old. They were kind of unsatisfied with it, but they took it anyway.
Because they're like, no, this is not.
It's not the right.
Yeah. But yeah. They'll be back on talking terms with you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Although I love it. Still. What's his name? What the French guy, the soldier?
Yeah.
Veteran. I kind of stole a picture of him and his wife.
I did too. Even worse, I sold it.
Oh,
I didn't do that.
I was at like $19 and I was getting close to the end of the day too. And I'm like, you know what? I gotta get a room.
Well, I forget why, but Frank the Klepto.
I opened the door for the union guy. I didn't do any of his other jobs because I was like, I don't like you. I was pretty good with money for the most part. Before I paid off for my hotel room for day two, I had like $47. It's like I can't remember exactly. Like I know a good chunk of that was from the union guy, but it's like I think it's because I hold tab down all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It helps so much.
And it's so like I find all sorts of like money. Like shoes and stuff. But
anything else, any other interesting things that you found in the game? So far.
Trying to remember.
There's lots of interesting things. I need to take more screenshots because I keep forgetting to. I forget what the skill is.
Oh, I'm also really excited because I found the reel for the tape reel for the karaoke song I wanted to do. I found that on day three too. So you still so.
Okay.
Still hope.
Lots of things open up on day three. Did you guys? Are you guys? I forget what the.
I bought the boombox.
I didn't buy it.
Because you're given the tape by Titus.
Yeah.
I guess I did. Yeah.
I don't know if y'all's it's called like the skills, the visual calculus, where you can do the whole like mind palace, recreate the crime scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really like that. And that whole, the window and I liked how that whole sequence with the Hardy Boys talking to, Disco Clarice. I wish I could say her name.
Klaske, I think is.
See, I haven't been able to look out the window because my check is way down low. It's like
I keep failing.
Really?
Yeah, it's like 10%.
Or like 8%. Oh.
I love that whole thing. Like, yeah, you have your normal like crazy stupid drunk cop things going on, but it's like. Really is like you can put things together. It's like it really is a detective game mm-hmm. where it's like you can piece things together, you know. So it's like, oh, shooter from our building, but Titus said this, and Klaske mm-hmm. said this, and it's like, oh, I'm like, I can't wait to get to finally get across the river. The other side of the game. Yeah. You know?
Where'd you get that hat, Jonathan?
That's the fancy hat. If you help, what's her name? The daughter of the bookstore owner.
It's the
Dirk hat. It's of the detective.
I haven't passed that check with her yet. I got to work on that.
Yeah, I've been wearing the hat the entire time.
Nice.
It's a nice hat. Did all of us just jump off the roof to get into the Union Place, or did you guys?
I jumped off.
I did.
Muscle guy by becoming racist.
No, I jumped off.
Okay.
I figured out that I mentioned it last week to Steph that there are two pieces of clothing you're wearing that actually hinder you on that jump. And I figured, if I take them off, the jump's much easier. It's Esprit de Corps, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Or Savoir Faire. Maybe it was Savoir Faire.
I think Savoir Faire.
Yeah, it was your shoes and your, I think your pants.
Oh, I found good shoes.
I found the money shoes, the black shoes that are like plus one.
Yeah. I posted this earlier. I've only locked two achievements in this game, and one of them
I
maxed out some stat with Kim, and Kim likes me.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah,
and the achievement is goodest of the good cops. Really,
yeah, I got that. To trust
you. Then I was surprised because I didn't realize I picked these choices so much, but I got baddest hustler in the neoliberal hood, which is preach the free market for 9 times.
Nice. Capitalism.
My thought cabinet that was like somehow tied to that. I thought I took a screenshot of it, but I didn't. And it was one of the longer ones, and it was, but I like selected that one. I just want to unlock some bots,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get some bonuses or something. And it was like the neoliberal thought or something. And now that's why I have so much money. I remember now every time I make a neoliberal or like an ultra liberal like comment,
mm-hmm.
I get $1.
From what?
Nice.
You just get $1.
It just appears. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm your gut. Don't you want to be fascist? All those women belong in the kitchen. And I was like, you're not even going to try with any kind of like logical argument. You're just like, yeah, hardcore sexist. And fascism.
Yeah. Now it's getting to the point where you get the choices. It's like the fourth one is always, why are you always picking option D?
I got one of those.
I've gotten that one. Yeah.
I got the
but there was
the world's most laughable centrist.
Whoa, I have literally the sorriest cop on earth, as well as goodest of the good cops.
What is the sorriest cop on earth?
Apologize 10 times.
Oh, okay. I'm
probably close to that one.
I'm probably getting close to that.
Because the game, one of my thoughts did, because I have a thought cabinet thing for that. Because I said sorry too many times. There was one comment where it was just like, one of my thoughts like just got mad at me. They're like, pick a side, damn it.
Yeah.
Why are you being such a wishy?
And then apparently I did pick a side because I got the new liberal hood achievement.
You picked a side and this is where it brought you.
But I loved how when you're trying to get past a muscle bound guy, and it was just like, it's like, you know, maybe if you become sympathetic to his racist ideology or something, or is like his advanced, measurehead. It's like, and you're like, I don't think that's the good idea. It's like, well, just because you adopt the thought doesn't mean you have to be that way. It was just like, what?
Yeah. It's just like,
oh, this is your internal argument. Yeah. And I missed my chance. I know there's like one box to the right of him that I didn't. When he went to, at least in mine, I got the union boss to tell him to tell Meathead to do something with the Hardy Boys. Take the body down, I think.
Yeah, that's what I had to do. I had to get the body down by Meathead.
He was gone for like 30 seconds, and I'm like, I was just like, what's going on? And then I totally forgot to go to check out the one box you can't get to while he's standing there.
I
didn't do that either.
That's why I got rid of my body so early on. It was because I was able to shoot down the body.
I tried, so I got the
body down early on, and so like I was just like I guess I'm done. I guess I'm done looking at the body. I don't know where to store it, and then we stuffed it in Kim's car, and then I found the bear fridge, but it was too late.
I haven't figured out how to get the ice cream maker open yet.
That was driving me crazy, so I Googled it, and you have to get on the other side of the
app before you can do that. Okay.
It made it sound like you needed some more like better crew bars.
Someone will just straight up give you like something called the super pry bar.
I was thinking if I unplugged the red one, which I think is what to the polar bear goes to, the red wire. Will this ruin the body? I didn't touch that.
Yeah.
I just wanted his eyes to keep glowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a whole long discussion about how this was a horrible marketing idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the dice maker.
Yeah.
Tell you the health story too. I love.
All right. Well, anything else you want to discuss before we close out?
Probably think of something tonight.
Afterwards, for sure. Yeah.
I guess it'd be. I know we're at different spots, but I guess what is the main goal that you're working on? I guess for your detective for the next beat. That would be nice.
For me, probably since I'm, I'll just say that I got over, you know, because the bridge opens up on the third day. So I got over to the coast. So probably, I know I need to look around the coast for where the bullet from where the shot came from, just to make sure. Cause I know it was like a high probability that like it was coming from the balcony. I was like, no, I still want to check out like the coast and the other two places that it could have came from. Mm-hmm. So I need to look around for that. and probably also keeping an eye out for Morel, the cryptozoologist, the woman in the wheelchair.
Yep, want to help her so bad.
Anyone else?
I want to go try to find Sniper Nest because Jonathan, am convinced that it was a sniper. I think it was because I forget who said it. It might have been Clarsha. Like the dead guy, like he had a mercenary friend who's just like
all of a sudden
not there and nobody knows. Like I think that's my hypothesis. But yeah, I want to go find that. I need to search for Ruby. Is that her name?
Ruby.
The eighth party boy.
Ruby. Yes.
And I also forget his name, but the because my cop is convinced that the car that crashed into the sign that jumped over the water. My cop's convinced it's like this daredevil, the name, like a specific name, and he keeps going. It's like, yeah, it's so and so, and Kim's like, it's not him. But anyways, I want to go find where that person drove off to.
Yep.
What happened?
Yep.
My cop thinks it's the same one that drove into the fence right next to the bar.
I mean, that's what I think, but I don't think my cop has made that good.
Yep. What about you, Frank?
Well, I'm just starting day three, so I haven't gone back to talk to Disco Girl about now we know the shooting.
I did that on day two. Got you. Okay.
But yeah, I'm going to try my hardest. I don't know if it's possible to not make a deal with either Joyce or the Union Boss. You know, it's like I didn't open the door for him, but I lied. I told him because Kim was okay with it, you know, to say, we opened the door, you know. And Joyce, I haven't done anything for her because basically I don't have my badge yet. So
do you not think that he's going to know that you didn't open because like you were supposed to just keep it unlocked, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when it's not, but when his person goes there and it's not unlocked, Frank.
Just say the guy must have locked it again.
Well,
you're going to die. You're going to die.
Also, I mean, it's clear like Everett knows everything. Cause like there's the whole thing with your deal with the Hardy Boys and the gardener lawyer leaves.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, at least for me, like Titus says something and you're like, wait, she didn't go report to Everett. And Titus is like, no one reports to Everett because he already knows everything. It's like,
well, this should be interesting then.
Mm. Good luck, Frank. It was good playing with you.
Also, it's just a random thing. I moved a shipping container lower.
Oh yeah,
doors interactable, but I have no idea what that means. But I did that, and I'm curious to see what that does.
I was there with Kim, and I don't think I wanted to open it with Kim being there.
Oh,
I couldn't open it.
Yeah, I couldn't open it. And Kim's like, it's probably empty.
Yeah, and he's like discouraging me not to open it. So
Kim's a killjoy. He's great. I love him.
Someone said after I lowered it, though, made my guy be like, I knew there. Oh, no, something in his head was like, you knew, like you were right. Like there's something weird going on with that crate.
Yes, exactly.
So I don't know. Yeah. I haven't tried it again though.
Talk to the dude that's next to Everett's office.
Yeah, he's like, what's his name? What's his name? I love him.
I feel so bad for him. I was mean to him.
He's painting containers,
Did you guys solve the borscht mystery?
Yeah, he's putting vodka in the borscht, right?
Yeah, and did you stop him putting vodka in the borscht, or did you have him put more vodka in the borscht?
Oh, I forget if that was an option. I told the cook, yeah.
I told him not to put... I told him to put in less vodka into the borscht. He seemed sad.
No,
he was like, I have to go check the Dun log to see if what I told him.
This game is just such a riot. I think I'm when it finally gets released on PS5 sometime this month. I'm very tempted. I might buy it again and play it on my PS5.
Well, so many different ways to go. There's so many different options. That's
I know,
the,
right?
I love it,
yeah, yeah.
There's way more. There's so much more lore in this game than I ever anticipated.
Oh yeah,
like, yes.
Like, there is like some Dragon Age origin levels of encyclopedia knowledge in this game, and I'm like, oh, I need some codexes or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny, you know, just be fun to go through as a total a-hole bruiser playthrough where you're just
that's what I want to do when I do another playthrough. I just want to be a complete idiot, just
all fascist my way through everything.
Yeah, get Kim to leave you or something. I don't know if it's possible.
Hey, Kim really mad at you.
Poor Kim. All right, well, we'll go ahead and wrap up our discussion for this week. So next week, it will be our fourth week out of 7 weeks discussing this game. So tune in then. So y'all, of course, go into at least four hours of the game for next week. Maybe a little bit more. I'm unsure. Do we know how many? So I'm assuming this game will end at a certain number of days. Is it 7?
I think I read you can end it as early as 5.
Okay. Okay. All right.
But you can go to day. I think yes. Okay. Day 7 is the longest, I think.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Knowing us, I would say let's play for day 7. Knowing us.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So just play at least another 4 hours. So if y'all want more game chat, you can find us over on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Podcast, Stitcher, and Google Play Podcast under The Game Chat for all past and current shows. Keep up to date on what's going on by following us on Twitter at @the_game_chat or follow us over on Facebook under Game Chat. You can leave us a review or a question or a topic for our current game. We might just read it on the show. You can email us those at chatwithus@thegamechat.net. or send us adorable pictures of dogs at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. So come back next week where we're chatting about, our fourth week of playing Disco Elysium. So until then, thanks for listening. And I'll chat to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.